survey, most Americans say Joe Biden has conflict of interest in Ukraine/Russia war. By Hannah Blow on March 24, 2022. Most Americans believe President Joe Biden has a conflict of interest in Ukraine due to his family's shady business dealings. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released this week found. The survey asked respondents, do you believe President Biden, whose family has had business interests in Ukraine, has a conflict of interest in the Russia/Ukraine war? A majority, 56.1% overall, said yes, Biden has a conflict of interest in the war, while one-third said no. Opinions are predictably divided on party lines, as 78.1% of Republicans said he has a conflict of interest, compared to 62.3% of Democrats who believe that he does not. However, a quarter of Democrats, 25.4%, believe he does, as do 64.3% of independent voters. The survey, taken March 18 to 21, 2022, among 1,075 respondents, has a +2.99% margin of error and comes as Biden offers residency to tens of thousands of Ukrainian migrants and refugees. And as Breitbart News reported, the 100,000 number will likely increase if the war continues and will rise again as the first 100,000 bring in more family members. The news comes as Biden's deputies continue to let many economic migrants across the United States' southern border. In 2021, his deputies allowed at least 1 million economic migrants across the border. The southern inflow is accompanied by a rising inflow of visa workers and legal immigrants. Experts predict an immigrant inflow of 2 million people in 2022, even as almost 4 million young Americans begin looking for work. As the survey suggests, Americans have not forgotten about Hunter Biden's shady international business dealings, particularly his role with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, where he made tens of thousands of dollars per month despite having zero experience in the energy sector. Biden later bragged about withholding aid to force the firing of a prosecutor who was investigating the company for corruption. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in, I think it was about 6 hours. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money, he bragged in 2018. Well, son of a bitch. He got fired.